Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Just briefly to discuss the letter we received from FDEP in the Wellfield Protection District. Contrary to media reports, FDEP did not express any concerns in their letter. It clearly stated twice in their letter, once on page one, once on page two, that there are no standards for PFAS and PFOS for raw sewage or treated effluent at this time.
Now you keep saying, well, there's no standards for it yet, but you know what? My sister-in-law lived out East Milton Gate out of Whiting. She lived on the PFAS plume out there. She's been fighting cancer for 12 years. And what you're saying is, well, there's no standard for it yet, so here's what we'll do. If you end up with cancer because something is sprayed in the well field that has a higher concentration than what is allowed for drinking water standard, hey, sorry. Are you guys willing to live that one? Because I know for me and my wife, we've been living cancer stuff for 12 years because of this.
So I would say that's not entirely what Ed Spears, the now official city manager for the city of Milton, was saying in his extensive presentation on the status of the two projects related to wastewater. One is to move all of the treated effluent that is currently being discharged into the Blackwater River by the current wastewater treatment plant out of the Blackwater River because of saltwater intrusion towards the north, and FDEP edict that by December 31st of 2025, that has to be done. They're going to basically ship it by pipe over to area east and north of there by the sheriff's office and that vicinity and spray field it out there. Project number two is to build a new wastewater treatment plant up in that vicinity, which is going to do all the processing. And so those are the two projects right now. And what they're saying is, the letter from FDEP that some people had made a big ado about didn't have anything to do with PFAS. That's been the new scream, is that PFAS, you're killing us with the PFAS, you're doing horrible things, you're not treating it properly. And Dave Samples, a member of the public, shows up and says, look, a horrible experience in his own family. I can understand why that would be very painful. And he says, look, just because there's no current standard for treated effluent doesn't mean we shouldn't be planning for the future or preventing it. And Ed Spears basically said, yeah, we don't know what the standard is going to be, and so we are preparing for it. It's going to be about $10 million, we think, maybe, to treat effluent with, you know, to filter effluent so that it's drinking water level free of PFAS. But we don't know yet, and so we can't do anything about it just yet. Dave Samples continues.
So your effluent, as identified by the water boards and DEP, contains up to 35 times the EPA standard. So if we go back to that, can we figure out how to do this here? It just says prudent, even if there's no standard given by the EPA right now. How about we get ahead of this one and go spraying on the well fields with something that has a higher concentration is not a good idea. It's not prudent. We can get ahead of this, right? It's just a simple, let's move and do something else there. So this issue has the potential to become the Camp Lejeune litigation nightmare.
There you go. Camp Lejeune. It's going to be as bad as all of that if we're not careful. Okay, so Alex Andrade, who is the city attorney for the city of Milton, and part of his job is to, you know, keep the city from doing silly dumb stuff, he says, okay. All of this conversation about PFAS and parts per trillion, and remember, I think the number is either 3 or 4. I just can't remember off the top of my head, and I looked it up real quick and couldn't find it. Parts per trillion in drinking water. But we're talking about treated effluent, which is the end of the line product that you can spray out on your grass or, you know, put into a spray field or rapid infiltration basin. And he says,
a lot of discussion about litigation. Studies across the United States have found PFAS levels of 1,000 parts per trillion in rainwater. If my math is correct, the 35 times the allowable limit of drinking water that has been referenced means 125 some odd parts per trillion in the treated effluent in some subcategories of PFAS. I'm not a scientist, but it sounds as if this treated effluent would be cleaner than the rainwater that is potentially falling on the well field protection area.
And that's been the concern, is that it's going to be sprayed on a field in the well field protection area, something that is allowed by county statute, something that the county itself is doing with their own wastewater treatment plant that they're building in the industrial park. And yet some people are worked up about this. And he's saying, well, interesting is it's cleaner of PFAS than the rainwater often is. I actually hadn't thought about that, how rainwater could carry contaminants. I tend to think of rainwater being 100% pure, you know, but it makes sense that there might be things that are so small, or even when they accumulate in, for example, clouds, it might still be contaminant. I mean, obviously we've heard of things like acid rain and whatever, but I just, when I heard that, I thought, well, is that really true? And I guess, you know, that really is true. And what Alex is saying is, look, it's very, 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 very expensive to treat this stuff. And to spend money speculatively, proactively, preemptively, to treat these things to a standard that we don't even know what the standard is yet, that might be a breach of our fiduciary duty as a city. We'll come back to this in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you right now, but I'm starting to see some delays if you're headed over into East Milton around the Industrial Park area. You've got some backups there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the Milton City Council meeting. I mean, you can see the point that the, like what Dave Samples is saying, is if we know PFAS is bad, then we don't want to spray it anywhere where there might even remotely be a problem with drinking water, right? That's, like, generally speaking, that's what he's saying. And what Ed Spears, the city manager, and also the county, Sean Ward, though not quoted here but referenced in an email, and Alex Andrade are saying is, okay, the county is doing this. We're doing this. We are well within the regulations. We don't even know what the standards are going to be. Rainwater is possibly higher even than the treated effluent and PFAS content. And so what exactly are you going to do about that? How expensive is it going to be? These are all balancing interests, right? And so he says, Alex Andrade says,
the city has a fiduciary duty to follow the standards and the regulations that are submitted to it by the Department of Environmental Protection and potentially the EPA. You have a fiduciary responsibility to follow those standards. If people are not satisfied with those standards, they should work on changing those standards. But you have a fiduciary responsibility, meaning a combination of following the law in good faith and being fiscally responsible. You are not obligated, and you could run afoul of your fiduciary responsibility if you tilt at windmills and start investing massive amounts of money in not building a plant, not removing the treated effluent from the river directly, and finding alternatives.
Yeah, and obviously everything that needs to be done surrounding this project, there are different senses of urgency for different parts of the project. And getting the effluent out of the Blackwater River by the end of next year is number one goal. Getting a new wastewater treatment plant, number two goal. Part of all of this is finding spray fields where you can put the water. And basically, the ones that are the most available and the ones that they have, and they're some are permitted, some are in permitting, some are in construction, like there's all these various stages, are the ones that are in this, you know, near to or into the wellfield protection area. But again, the county is building its own wastewater treatment plant in the wellfield protection area. So what's the big hubbub about this one and not about that one? And if you spend all this money on this stuff, then guess what? You might be violating your fiduciary duty. Even though it might seem like a good thing to you, you've got to spend your money on the known challenges instead of spending it on, like what he says, tilting at windmills and prospective potential challenges.
I'm not a scientist, but I am a lawyer. Following your fiduciary responsibility here means complying with the rules that have been established and written down by scientists and experts, and being fiscally responsible with how you invest the city's money.
Thank you for your comments.
I want to give some credit to Mayor Heather Lindsay. She has been one of the key sources of a lot of the drama, not the only, okay, but one of the key sources of a lot of the drama and the conflict in the Milton City Council meetings. She has been on extra best good behavior lately, and I think she's trying to run a coherent meeting and trying to keep people in line, and she's, you know, being polite when need be. And course, then again, in this meeting, there were some moments where all that didn't come true. But we're getting there. We're getting there. You know, it's always a progression, right? The Milton City Council meeting starts off with a presentation by Ed Spears about the wastewater treatment plan. It becomes a discussion about, you know, Camp Lejeune and people dying from cancer and Alex reminding them that they have fiduciary duties. It is eventually going to get much louder next hour. Always trust me. There's always more to come. The Milton City Council Melodrama Theater always has subsequent acts. And we'll get to them eventually. 620 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I do want to let you know that the I-10 US 29 interchange, what I think I'll just now start calling the interchange of despair. It used to be the on-ramp of despair. Remember, you would go south on 29 to go east on I-10, and you'd merge on the interior lane with no merge area. You came up out of the loop right into the 70-mile-an-hour lanes. So if there were trucks coming, you were like, well, we're going to die today, right? You know, that's kind of how you – it was always terrifying. Then FDOT added some merge space, and eventually what they did is they made it so that lane goes straight all the way through, so you don't actually have to merge into the – I think it's now 60 because it's a construction zone, but maybe even 45. But, you know, you don't have to merge into the hot lane. So it became the on-ramp of a little bit less despair. Well, then, because of this massive construction project, $250 million project, where we're completely – we're majorly revamping that interchange. The north to east, so going north on 29 to east I-10, that ramp is closed, right? So if you're trying to go that way, you go all the way to Broad Street, hook a UE, come back, and then you go to the on-ramp of a little bit less despair. Now we learn yesterday, FDOT gives us one day's notice, that the on-ramp of despair itself is being not used because we have a new... looks like a squiggle S pattern on ramp of despair. I'm not quite sure what it's going to be. It's supposed to go into effect today. That means that all the southbound to eastbound traffic will take a new on ramp near the old one. All of the northbound to eastbound that goes north to Broad, makes a U and comes back south and joins the southbound traffic to eastbound, all that is going to be on this new on ramp, where theoretically is going to be in place today. It may not be today, it might be tomorrow, it might be in a week, I don't really know. I'm just telling you, be prepared, that's going to happen at some time in the future. So for all the people who are posting on our Facebook page about how my 15-minute commute is now 45 minutes regularly, I'm so sorry. I didn't do it. I wouldn't have done this plan. I cannot stop it. But the good news is it's going to all be done really soon in 6 years. 622 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, not an exaggeration. 2030 is the expected completion time of this project. Since you apparently have more time to spend in your car, if you want to get a new car, you know, do you put up with your car or do you love your car? Right? You know, in the beginning, you love it, then you like it, and then you, it's okay, and then you endure it, and eventually you kick it. You know, like at some point in the relationship, it's time to get a different one. Where are you in that? And if you're like me, and maybe you're not, but if you are, you put this off too long and you put into money into repairs you shouldn't have to put into. And the car, you know, it maybe has become sort of semi-reliable and you get up in the morning thinking, is today the day? Well, okay, if you're in that place, you deserve better. You deserve a car you're going to enjoy. You spend enough time in it, you might as well like it. So go to Frontier Motors and look around. Browse. They got 300 cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, you know, sports cars. Try some stuff. Drive some stuff. See what they've got. See what the price is. See what the payment would be. You know, and then make an adult decision about whether now is the time or in 6 months is the time or, you know, whether you're just going to take one off the lot that day. I mean, I don't know. But start at Frontier. It's a great source of good quality used vehicles. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Hello, Hal, do you read me? Do you read me, Hal?
Affirmative, Dave. I read you.
I am living on Channel Z.
Static. 626 here on News Radio 92.3. I hope you get something more than static. John has got our traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still reporting no accidents right now to let you know about. Seeing some delays going over in East Milton and also through the Pea Ridge area in Pace. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A Texas woman being indicted by a grand jury for allegedly trying to drown a 3-year-old Muslim girl. Court documents were released Tuesday showing 42-year-old Elizabeth Wolf was charged with attempted capital murder. Police say the incident happened near Fort Worth last May. Wolf allegedly jumped into a pool at an apartment complex and attacked the 3-year-old girl, holding her head underwater. Former President Trump pleading not guilty after again being indicted for election interference in 2020. Special Counsel Jack Smith filed the revised indictment last week. Then yesterday, Trump directed his legal team to plead not guilty on his behalf. And Hormel apparently teaming up with General Mills. They're coming out with cinnamon.
Wait. Let me guess.
Okay.
Chili cereal.
No.
Dang it. Go on.
So close, though. cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon.
All right. That went a little different direction than I was expecting.
Yeah, so apparently it's just Hormel Black Label bacon with that cinnamon
Toast
dust
Crunch
kind of
flavoring.
Yeah. Which does not sound good at all to me.
No, it seems like you're really ruining what's good about bacon. I mean, if you went the other way, if you did bacon-flavored Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Now you've got a winner.
I'm in, because it's not many foods you can add bacon to and make them worse.
I mean, so, bacon is pretty close
pretty
to
spectacular
perfection
already. I don't mind the honey bacon, maple bacon, you know, a little black pepper bacon. But generally speaking, don't mess with the bacon. But
right, yeah.
Go ahead and add bacon to other things. No, I agree. It kind of reminds me of, was that it, sir? Was that your last one?
Well, how could I top bacon?
it's a which one do you add to which one kind of thing. I remember this story. It's kind of a funny story. A kid in the seminary was out in the hall, you know, praying and smoking. And the priest comes by and says, you know, hey, why are you smoking while you're praying? You should be devoted to God. He said, no, you misunderstand. I'm not smoking while I'm praying. I'm praying while I'm smoking. See?
It's valid.
It's different, yeah, right? It seems like you've improved upon the thing rather than tarnishing the thing, depending on what's your base activity and what's your amplifier. Or some words that make sense. 6:30 on News, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Seafood Festival, September 27th through the 29th, so 3 weeks out. Three and a half weeks out. Immerse yourself in historic downtown Pensacola. Big, fun times. 150 artists and craftsmen and travel from all over. Get more information at newsradio923.com. And Saturday, September 7th, that's this Saturday, the 2024 Wingman Foundation Pensacola Memorial 5K and 1 mile Kids Fun Run. Every time I say it, it makes me smirk. Kids Fun Run. Hey, it's fine if they love it. Just don't expect Andrew McKay to participate. Newsradio923.com for more information.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The Justice Department files criminal charges against the leaders of Hamas for the October terrorist attack in Israel.
In the early morning hours of October 7th of last year, Hamas, led by these defendants, committed its most violent, large-scale terrorist attack to date.
Attorney General Merrick Garland. Former President Trump's at a town hall event in Pennsylvania, airing tonight on Fox News Channel. Vice President Harris campaigns in New Hampshire and talks about the economy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is pitching a big expansion of small business tax credits, proposing deductions for startup expenses increase from $5,000 to as much as $50,000. The tax plan is part of achieving a goal, her campaign says, of 25 million new small business applications in her first term.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Ukraine foreign minister and others resign in a government reshuffle. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 77 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies in Pensacola. A military special forces veteran was arrested on child sexual abuse charges while getting off an airplane at the Pensacola airport last weekend. The Walton County Sheriff's Office says 42-year-old Brendan Souter had groomed and allegedly sexually abused a child he met through competitive shooting competitions over the course of several years. Deputies served a search warrant at his home days earlier. They say evidence was collected that gave probable cause for his arrest. The U.S. Marshals assisted with that arrest due to Souter's background in firearms training. He now faces charges including lewd and lascivious battery and molestation of a child abuse, and having sex with a victim between 16 and 17 years old. He's being held at the Escambia County Jail pending extradition back to Walton County. Well, there is still time to make your voice heard regarding the new Palafox project, which aims to completely redesign the iconic downtown street.
Palafox.com comment form. I think we're over 100 comments submitted. We're very appreciative of that. Obviously, some with critique, some with suggestions, some with a lot of enthusiasm about changes anywhere you want to be on the spectrum from don't take a parking spot all the way to shut the entire street down and everything in between. So that's exactly what public input is for. We've got all that listed. That continues to be available.
Mayor D.C. Reeves says there's no official date set for closing those public comments, but it will likely be soon because they have to get the project out for design. The conceptual plans are online at thenewpalafox.com. Marco Rubio worried that China may have access to our cutting-edge chip technology. Rubio citing a New York Times story that an advanced chip smuggling operation may have ties to China's military. He sent a letter to Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo to call on the Biden-Harris administration to do more to secure the U.S.'s chip technology. He wrote that the semiconductors have widespread military applications and could provide militaries with an edge on the battlefield. Governor DeSantis talking up Florida's growing investment in workforce education, specifically in nursing education. He says enrollment in nursing programs at state colleges is now up 25%. And as for the state university system,
we now have 1,800 nursing graduates. That is a record high for our state university system.
And the governor says they are quality graduates. The average passing rate for the state university system for the major nursing exam is 92%, and that compares to 90% nationwide. And SpaceX now preparing for two launches off of Florida's coast. The company says they're planning to send another batch of Starlink satellites into orbit tomorrow. Liftoff on that is planned at just before 9 a.m. at Cape Canaveral. And the Polaris Dawn mission delayed again. Crews now targeting Friday evening for the launch window at the Kennedy Space Center. And if everything goes according to plan there, four civilian astronauts will embark on a five-day journey and take part in the first ever commercial spacewalk. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates available, whitesandselectric.com. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're at the Highway 29, I-10, trying to get on I-10 eastbound, things have changed. It's going to be complex. I like that, very complex. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms through the day today. 70% chance of rain. High near 85 degrees. Low overnight near 71. For Thursday, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 84. Thursday night temperatures dropping near 73. High rain chances for Friday with a 90% chance of rain and a high near 84. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Sporting Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 77 now in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. 74 in Milton. And our market report.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Nippon Steel has pledged to appoint a majority of U.S. citizens to U.S. Steel's board if its takeover bid gets approved. The Japanese steel giant also reiterated U.S. Steel will remain an American firm headquartered in Pittsburgh. The statement comes after Vice President Kamala Harris's comments slamming the $14 billion buyout while in Pittsburgh Monday. Both Harris and former President Donald Trump have opposed the U.S. steel takeover. Americans have become more price sensitive, trading down from brand name products to less expensive alternatives. But even that can't help Dollar Tree. The discount store chain cut its annual forecast. That's the headline of a weaker than expected earnings report. Dollar Tree's quarterly sales missed estimates, signaling strained spending from lower income shoppers. On Wall Street, futures are lower, extending yesterday's losses in what was the market's worst day in a month. That's Your Money Now.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like Cemex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
All people want in America is just a shot, just a chance, just be treated fairly and equally. And that's what you all are doing, that's what you're all part of, and I hope I get to see you all in person one of these days. So thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you all. Thank you. May God protect our troops.
You hear him kind of, I don't know what you'd describe that sound as. Sighing, grunting, sputtering, muttering. Here, listen to him.
May God protect our troops.
Do you hear that? Isn't that a weird reaction to the reporters talking to him or trying to talk to him at the end of his not really a press event when he, I think it was over, you know, Zoom or something that he took questions about his Investing in America plan. I didn't watch the whole video because I didn't care that much. But the end became famous because here's how it ends on the YouTube channel for the White House. You ready? This is the way the White House has produced this video.
May God protect our troops.
And then that's it. That's how the video cuts off. Here's how it went in real life.
May God protect our troops.
President Biden.
He's sitting at his desk. Staff is trying to herd the press out.
We're coming this way.
Press. We're coming this way. Come with me, children.
We're moving that way.
Come on, we're moving. We're ushering. Meanwhile, the press is asking him questions.
President Biden, do you support free IVF for parents?
You support free IVF for parents is something that's come up this week.
Thank you.
We're moving this way.
Free IVF for parents, do you support that proposal, President Biden?
He's just sitting there. He's sitting there. The press is yelling at him, asking questions. Is this common? Finally, a staffer kind of came over to him and got him up out of the chair and walked him off to the exit. A minute. A full minute's worth of the press trying to ask questions of the sitting president of the United States, literally sitting at the desk, the sitting president of the United States, and him just, help me. Try to get me out of here. Good times. 437-1620. We have some interesting notes. This is from Dr. Joel Rudman, state representative for District 3, has put an announcement up on his Facebook page. It's actually like a week old, but I had not seen it. I'm trying to remember who noticed it. Channel 3, PNJ? I forget which. I'd give credit if I could remember which. Anyway, that he also is fed up with the ghost candidates. You know, a ghost candidate is something that you have on the ballot. It's not even on the ballot. It's somebody who has qualified for the general election, non-affiliated party-wise. It doesn't cost any money because you're qualifying as a write-in. And so it's super easy to do as long as you fill out the form or somebody fills it out for you. There's been some signature issues in recent memory. And then what that does is because there's a general election going to happen, even though it's against a candidate who will not appear on the ballot but be valid if you write them in, then the primaries get closed off to the parties, right? So We had, for example, a District 1 in Escambia County primary that was closed off with two ghost candidates who are apparently have ties to Commissioner Bergosh, who lost badly in that election. But, you know, it looks like that was fabricated by him or somebody close to him in order to make it so he didn't have to compete against moderates and Democrats in the primary. James Calkins, same problem, District 3 in Santa Rosa County, who also got beat pretty badly in his election because there were ghost candidates. There's actually ghost candidates across the board in the county commission races in Santa Rosa County. Again, an effort to make it so Republicans only have to, you know, are only ones allowed to vote in the election. Now, Joel Rudman has said this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. We need to change this. We need to make it so that we don't have the ghost candidates. He says, I promise to sponsor a resolution that requires at least, well, one, he talks about his past requiring school board candidates to be party affiliated, but also that, you know, we need to fix this problem and make it so that people, we don't have these ghost candidates screwing up the elections anymore. This is all apparently a byproduct. I didn't know this history. I didn't know the history of this is one of those like fights between the Senate and the House back in, gosh, the 90s, I think, is when this all went down. And by the way, this was Tom McLaughlin in the PNJ, so good article, Tom. That basically they were forming the law related to all of this, and a byproduct that they didn't really consider heavily, 1998, okay, is whether the ghost candidates would close the primary or not close the primary. And because there was a constitutional provision and the legislature was asked about it, I'm just reading from his article now, Florida House favored closing primary ballots to a single party if write-in candidates entered the race, what we have now. The Senate held that write-in candidates should participate in the primary alongside the qualified partisan candidates and the contest would remain open. That would be a much better system, in my opinion, okay? When the two chambers couldn't come to an agreement, the question of whether to close primaries fell to the Department of State, Wilcox said, and then Secretary of State, can you say this name with me? You remember who was Secretary of State in the Bush v. Gore stuff? Remember Katherine Harris? I saw the eye roll, John. She's infamous, right? Sided with the House, a Florida Supreme Court ruling upheld the position. That's why we have the closed-off primaries today if there are write-in candidates. It is a, as Jeff Bergosh says, a completely legal strategy that is still, I think, super scuzzy. And, you know, because you're trying to limit participation in the election. Now, there's all kinds of issues here, though, and we'll get to this in just a second, because I think this is an interesting proposal. I know not everybody will agree with me on this, and that's fine. We can have the discussion. How can you fix it so this isn't a problem anymore? Here's some ideas I have for you in a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at progressivecommercial.com. If you're traveling on 98, a.k.a. Gulf Breeze Parkway and Tiger Trace Road, there's an accident there. Not causing any delays, and it's off to the side of the road, but I just wanted you to be aware of that. I-10's flowing smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the 5.
I like how you made it sound like Highway 98 had an alias.
I was trying.
A.k.a.
A.k.a.
Known aliases, unknown aliases, secret identities, 3 Mile Bridge. Is that official? That's not official. I kind of like it. 437-1620. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they will take good care of you. They sold 175 homes last year. They kind of, I say they have a system, they have a pattern, they have a process, they have a formula. These are all accurate. And it's really, really well refined. And the idea of it is to stage, photograph, list, price, open house, all the different things that they do come with particular nuances the way they do it to get you the best result possible. Even as silly as the thing is the way you take the photographs. Like she has a spectacular photographer that does the photographing for at least some of the properties. And really, it makes a big difference because obviously the picture is the first thing that people are going to see whenever they click on a listing online. And so all of that stuff goes into getting you the best price possible when you're selling your home. And experience that'll get you through any challenges, any hiccups. You know, there's always things you have to go through when you get to the end result, and that's what you want in a realtor. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. So back to this proposal by Joel Rudman, says that he'll file a bill in the fall in the session to change the ghost candidate problem so that everybody can participate in elections. Because what winds up happening is you get these primaries that are closed to non-party members. In my case, I live in District 3 in Escambia County. I'm a Republican. I don't get to vote in the Democrat Party primaries unless there are only Democrats, in which case it's open to everybody. Okay. But if there's a write-in candidate, then it's closed. I don't get to vote in it. If you are a Democrat in 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2, 4, 5, or all of the commission districts in Santa Rosa County, then you wind up being closed out of all these elections and only registered Republicans vote. And then because of the dominance of the Republican Party in both counties, that candidate basically wins the election because the write-ins are not going to win, obviously. This is a problem because you have people disenfranchised who cannot really vote in the commissioner elections or sometimes, I guess school board's not as part of it. Anyway, in the commissioner elections or in Escambia County, ECUA is another example of this. How do you fix it? Well, a couple of ways you could fix it. One would be you just set higher qualifying requirements for write-ins. You know, you make it so that they have to qualify like regular candidates and write checks and things like that. That might discourage some. Another way, I kind of like this way, would be you require the write-ins to compete in the primary, like they had talked about originally, like the Senate wanted to do originally in 1998. Then you're voting on all of the candidates. Then it's an open primary to all contenders, and then you would really get a result. But see, I still have this problem with plurality winners getting elected, okay? If it's a big plurality, it's okay, but best to have a majority. And I'm of the opinion that all of these elections ought to just move forward to the general. And here's how you solve this problem. You let the write-ins compete in the general, but you also let the second-place vote-getter in the primary move forward to the general election. If somebody doesn't get a majority, maybe, but they move forward to the general election as an NPA. So if you had three Republicans in the primary, maybe the second place Republican gets to go again, basically, in the general election as a no party affiliate, because the party should be able to pick their candidate. That's true. And how do you accommodate that along with trying to make sure that people have a say? Well, it's a challenging thing. That's one idea. I just want to end the current system. The current system is terrible. It's really, really scuzzy. And it fosters scuzziness by incentivizing people to put up these fake candidates who aren't campaigning, who aren't raising money, who nobody's seen at a debate. Nobody has any idea what their status is. And again, much of the time they have clear and obvious connections to actual candidates, typically incumbents, who think that splitting the anti-incumbent vote is the way to go. 651 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Parrish Packages are back, and they're featuring the number one compact tractor in the United States, the Kubota L2502 with quick attach loader, Land Pride 6-foot cutter, and Land Pride 6-foot disc, all for $29,999 cash or as low as $385 a month. Doesn't include tax, fees, or insurance. Plus, you get a free pipe top trailer. Visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway. Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. 0% APR financing now through 9/30/24. See them or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters today at 9. On the Pensacola Expert Panel, they'll be discussing the Atlas X Brother Fox Collaboration Dinner, Atlas Beverage Class, Rosh Hashanah at Jackson's, along with Jackson's Cooking Class and Angelina's Supper Club. That's all today at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
You are a disgusting slob! Are you listening to me? What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
654 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. I misspoke right at the end of the last segment. I mashed two issues together, and I apologize about that. One of the things I said was that ending the ghost candidates would solve the problem of incumbents trying to split off votes to benefit the... That's a different issue. That was Commissioner Bragash and Jesse Casey running in that race, or getting another candidate who's actually running, like in the case of Jerry Cooey and Rhett Rowell, both running against James Caulkins. That was a different issue from the ghost candidate issue. Ghost candidate issue closes primaries. So sorry about that. If you were confused, you were rightly confused. I misspoke. 6:55, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with that accident that happened at Tiger Trace Boulevard and Gulf Breeze Parkway, a.k.a. 98. You like that, don't you? I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A California man in custody after a shooting spree that apparently killed about 100 farm animals. This was in Monterey County, California. Sheriff's deputies say they responded to reports of shots fired early on Tuesday morning. The suspect eventually was found by a drone in a crashed vehicle and arrested. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to announce an economic proposal to help small businesses today. She's in New Hampshire on the campaign trail. She'll be outlining proposed tax deductions for small business startups. The plan would increase the deduction from $5,000 to $50,000. And there's new research that suggests Ozempic is not linked to increased rates of depression or suicide. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania studied data from 3,000 people who used the weight loss drug and said that less than 1% of those people reported suicidal thoughts or behavior during their treatment.
You know what's such a funny thing about human psychology, right, is that in you telling this story, the takeaway for most people is they've now connected Ozempic with depression in their heads.
Right, absolutely.
Because you said it's not connected. But the way most people... we'll retain that is sort of the don't think of an elephant problem, right? You know, if
that's
you
true, yeah.
You say that, you know, old Jim Bob, he's definitely not an arsonist, but what people have connected is, oh God, Jim Bob the arsonist, because that's just the way the brain works. You can't cognitively form a negative. You cognitively form the positive and then try to deny it, but your brain doesn't remember the denial all that well. David, thanks so much for the update. 657 on News Radio 92.3. If you've got an import, you've got a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, good quality import, you might think you got to get those serviced at the dealership. You do not, and especially if that dealership is at a distance, that would save you time and money, and of course the cost is often higher at the dealership. Instead, you can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on those cars all the time, and also right here on US 29 across from the Walmart. That's a new location. They just opened a couple of months ago. Imports, domestics, your Ford and your Chevy too. Yeah, they don't only take imports. They'll work on your diesel engine. They'll work on your gas engine. The idea is they want to see you routinely. You know, come see them a little bit more often than you want to. That way you don't have to see them when you really don't want to, like when things go bad, because they're trying to prevent that stuff. They're trying to do maintenance and prevention of problems. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a healthcare clinic for your car. You see how that concept works. You take your body to the doctor. You take your car to the Bobby Likas. They also now do national accounts and fleet companies like GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more. Find out what Bobby Likas can do for you at their old location, or, you know, long-standing location on Davis Highway, or at the new one on US 29 across from the Walmart. 6:58 here on News Radio 92.3. What was the other thing I was going to mention to you? Now it went straight out of my brain as I was talking to... Dodges. Gone. Did you see this yesterday? I had gotten a note or two on my text, but I didn't know quite what to make of it at the time, so I apologize for not reporting this. We had been told about this early in the morning. But yeah, the Dodge store is just gone. They covered up all the signs. They're moving out all the product. You can't use it. And so this is the one on 9 Mile. So all of a sudden, the Dodge is just completely gone. I wonder if it's, I mean, it seems like every 800 feet, there's a new Sefco these days. You know, which, by the way, aren't they getting, they got bought, right? Didn't Sefco get bought by somebody else? I forget the name of the company. So all of the brand new Sefcos are going to have to rebrand as this other thing. I'm trying to remember what the name of the other thing is. It's a weird brand. Anyway, Dodge is a 9 Mile. No more.
You're listening to